USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Amid an alarming increase in lung illnesses and even deaths blamed on vaping, President Trump has announced plans for a ban.
People are dying with vaping.
As he sat alongside Melania in the Oval Office, he spoke, saying more Americans need to know how dangerous vaping can be.
People think it's an easy solution to cigarettes, but it's turned out that it has its own difficulties.
Now his administration will move to ban the sale of flavored e-cigarettes, often preferred by teens. Health Secretary Alex Azar says within months,
all flavors other than tobacco flavor would be removed from the market.
On Wall Street, markets were up at the close. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 227 points, the S&P 500 up 21, and the NASDAQ up 85. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and there's more than 400,000 people now know when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A Supreme Court ruling sides with the Trump administration as it allows nationwide enforcement of a new rule to prevent most Central American migrants from seeking asylum in the United States. Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor dissented from the High Court's order. Sotomayor said the ruling upends long-standing practices regarding refugees who seek shelter from persecution. Authorities arrested a dozen leaders of a California-based church that were accused of subjecting dozens of homeless people to forced labor and holding them against their will. Court documents state that 12 church leaders with the Imperial Valley Ministries were arrested and charged with conspiracy, forced labor, document servitude, and benefits fraud. U.S. Attorney Robert Brewer said in a statement, "The indictment alleges an appalling abuse of power by church officials who preyed on vulnerable homeless people." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Astronomers have for the first time discovered water in the atmosphere of a planet orbiting within the habitable zone of a distant star. The planet is called K2-18b, and it's a plausible candidate in the search for alien life. Details were published in the scientific journal Nature Astronomy. The habitable zone is the region around a star where temperatures are sufficiently benign for water to exist in liquid form. The team behind the discovery looked through the planets that were discovered by the Hubble Space Telescope for the past few years. Only K2-18b revealed the molecular signature of water. Water has been detected on other planets, but they've either been too big or too hot to support life. Techies are buzzing over the latest product by Apple. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
Apple is unveiling a new slew of tech toys at its fall event in Cupertino, including new cell phones, the iPhone 11, 11 Pro, and 11 Pro Max, the latter two boasting three cameras on the back. CEO Tim Cook also unveils other products in the Apple family.
The new iPad, bringing a 10.2-inch Retina display, support for Apple Pencil and Smart Keyboard, and the power of iPad OS to more people than ever before. The new Apple Watch Series 5 with its always-on Retina display, compass, new finishes, and the amazing new features of WatchOS 6.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.